been so stimulating. I feel like I'm back in school again, and it's an absolutely wonderful feeling, so thank you. We're going to put the mics back so that we can revert to a more structured part of the program here. Some individuals who are going to be thanking Your Excellency and presenting you with some gifts, so you don't get to leave yet. I'd like to welcome first Mr. John Moss to the podium. Mr. Moss is chair of the Charter for Public Education Network.
Your Excellency, in 2003, the Charter for Public Education in British Columbia was published as a result of discussions in 42 communities with 1,600 British Columbians about what people felt were the basic principles underlying public education. And during that process, two great Canadians' names and quotations were brought up time and time and time again, to the point where the five-member panel, and Kathy Whittem and I were panel members, felt that those quotations had to be included in the charter. The first was from Egerton Ryerson in 1847. Education is as necessary as light. It should be as common as water and as free as the air. The second is by John Ralston Saul in 2002. Any weakening of universal public education can only be a weakening of the long-standing essential role universal public education plays in making us a civilized democracy. I'd like to thank the City of Vancouver and the Vancouver School Board for giving the Charter for Public Education Network the opportunity to present you a framed copy of the charter, and thank you for your quotation. We also have a report that was written as a result of those public hearings, and we thought if you flying back on the plane, you might.
Thank you, and now I'd like to invite Ms. Debbie DeRoche-Fulton to the stage. Ms. Debbie DeRoche-Fulton is the chair of the District Parent Advisory Committee. We have another gift for you, Your Excellency.
It is my honor and privilege on behalf of parents in our school district and everyone here this evening to thank His Excellency for his presentation here tonight. I first want to express our gratitude to you for simply agreeing to speak to us here tonight. We appreciate the demands on your time during such visits, and the very fact you accepted the invitation to be with us tonight speaks volumes about your priorities. On behalf of all of us, I want to thank you very much. Tonight you eloquently described just how important public education is to our collective well-being. You reminded us that the values we hold dearly in our democratic society are upheld and advanced every day in our public schools. In a way, you also challenged us to pause and consider the profound and pervasive impact of public education and how the extent to which we support our public schools reflects our commitment to our society and to its future citizens. To hear this message from an individual with your experience, intellect, and passion for democracy is both extremely refreshing and incredibly positive. We will leave here tonight with our own respective commitments to public education renewed and reinforced. Finally, I wish to thank Your Excellency on behalf of the people who are not here tonight, namely the thousands of children in our public schools. Your compelling advocacy for their right to a strong, well-supported public education system will somehow find its way back to classrooms, schools, and homes throughout our city. Your contribution to the well-being and future success of our public schools is greatly appreciated. Thank you very much. present to you a gift from our Dunkirk School Board.
Secondary, and in particular Principal Alex Grant, for hosting this evening. And thank you too to the Vancouver School Board Advocacy Committee for conceiving of it and for helping organize it. We're going to adjourn to the rotunda, and His Excellency will be there for 20 or 30 minutes or so if you'd like to try and grab a word with him. And thank you very much.